Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles. Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com, and we are here talking about whatever we want to talk about with a good friend of ours. His name is Jean-Luc. Jean-Luc originally comes from France. He's been here in the United States for over 26 years. I know that, maybe closer to 30 by now, since we've been doing this radio show. We've learned a lot about stuff with Jean-Luc. He started off as a customer of ours on the PM marketing lead generation side for building home-based businesses, but soon became a trusted friend. So we started talking heavy-duty stuff, you know, not just about home-based businesses, but we also started to talk a little bit about politics and health and nutrition and economics and stupidity and all that sort of stuff. And we've and some intellectual stuff as well, some stuff like cryptocurrency and other things along that line. And as a result of that, we've done many radio shows since we started, but there was a time a little bit over 2 years ago where we had our little health scare, and I say that slowly so you can focus on my words, health scare, because Jean-Luc called me up and he said, listen, I'm not going to be able to do the radio show anymore, at least for a while, and that's an unfamiliar tone for me because, you know, we had, you know, great fun stuff. And then he said, because I have to go into the hospital for some heart stuff that's going on. And as we started through the conversation, we found out that he had a leaky valve in his heart. And he was in need of not a repair, but a whole heart transplant. And that's not drive-through. You know, you don't order a heart on window number one and walk out with one on window number two. That's pretty heavy duty, no matter how you say it. And because of Jean-Luc's previous lifestyle, meaning a healthy lifestyle and good thinking, he was able to rapidly come through with that. And we were on the radio show within a matter of weeks after his heart transplant, and we're going strong ever since. And I have to share with you this. If the age of your heart is probably going to be determining how many radio shows we're going to be able to do. He'll be able to keep this one going for another 50 years. So I don't know. I think we're on radio show 340 or something close to that now. By the time John...
Maybe more than 50.
Wow, yeah. But, and we're going to have a lot of radio shows. But it is always a great pleasure to have our good friend Jean-Luc on our radio show. So, Jean-Luc, bonsoir.
Bonsoir, Peter. Ah, you speak French now. It's good.
Yeah, and je vais bien. So,
voilà.
Jean-Luc, yeah, so Jean-Luc and I, he educates me as much as he possibly can every once in a while to teach me a little bit more about all the French that I forgot. So I took French from 10th grade. I think it was 10th grade on, maybe. No, it must have been even late. I don't remember when I started. But I do remember that I took French in high school, and in high school I took French just because all the other classes were taken up. So a very short story. In I don't know, Jean-Luc, how, if they do this in France, but over here in the United States, when I was a teenager, you used to have to take a foreign language, and they did three foreign languages in school. They did Spanish, German, and French. And if you live in New York, you should probably take Spanish because there's a lot of Spanish-speaking people. And, you know, French is a distant third. I mean, who the hell takes French if you live in New York? There's no reason for it. But I was a procrastinator, and I didn't sign up for the Spanish class, and German seemed kind of hard. So I said, let's go French.
Very good to run, and it's very hard.
Yeah, it sounds rough. Sounds like you want to kick somebody's ass. Yeah, so I said, I'll do French. And then the fun thing was we went to Quebec, of course, for our one of our trips. And I had never been outside of, like, the country ever. And we had a French teacher whose name I don't remember, but this was way back when, like, kids were allowed to, you know, smuggle booze on the bus. So we were all just sussed up by the time we got there, and it was completely a fun drunken trip. I remember very little of it, we went there twice. I think I went there in 10th grade and 11th grade, and then they caught on. So they didn't go anymore. we, including the teacher,
French,
would get
French
just...
Didn't at all.
Yeah, exactly. We just messed everything up. So anyway, so they stopped because we would come back and tell stories about how drunk we were even with the school teacher. He was fun. I forget his name. I got to remember his name. But he was so much fun. But anyway, then I went to college, and I had to pick an elective, so I picked French again. And we all know that story. So I stayed with French for every semester that I could, and which was all, I think it was, I hope I'm not mistaken, but I think it was all 4 years. I took so much French, I think I have a French minor. I think I have a French minor, and that's only because there was a pretty girl.
It was a very minor.
It was a very minor, and it was only because there was a pretty girl and it was an easy grade. But the reality is I forgot most of my French. So Jean-Luc, thanks for being here and giving me a purpose in life. So thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you, Peter. I appreciate the radio show we do together. Tonight is a 335 radio show. And
wow.
I appreciate the story also with Anne-Marie. Anne-Marie?
Rosemary.
The name of the girl, Rosemary. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I'm glad you take French and not German, because German is very difficult. And also, you know, when you look at French is speaked by around 350 million people around the world. Huh?
So
it's not just France. You go to France, Quebec, Belgium, Switzerland, half of Africa, and many other countries, they speak French. And even during the 1617, the Tsar in Russia was speaking French, and the French language was the language of the court in Russia. You know, it's also the official language of the United Nations, and the official language of the Olympic Games.
I did not know that. I did not know all that. That's good to know.
Official language,
and it's so cool, because most people that speak French, they sound good. You know? The guys sound good, the girls sound good, it just sounds good.
Thank you. And the last thing I will say about this is English is from French.
Yeah, that's the rumor you keep trying to spread. So
Is that a rumor? Peter, take a Magnolia dictionary. On the first page, and they explain many things, the abbreviation, all of this, the language. I learned this myself here, not in France. I learned this when I was learning English. And one day I was with a Magnolia dictionary, American dictionary. And I said, let me look at the abbreviation, what does this mean? And suddenly I find a page, and it was explained. You say, English is from French for 66%. I say, wow, I didn't know that. And after he explained, another part is from German, and the smaller part is from the whole English. I say, interesting.
Well,
and because I have this information, I say, wow, it's maybe easy for me to learn English that I was thinking, because two words and three are French. And I was looking on newspaper and surrounding all the word I was knowing. I said, yes, this one. You take every word, it's shun. Communication, attention, conception, all of this. They're French words. They have the same spelling. They have the same meaning. And just what you need to learn is the phonics. But at school, they teach you to learn the vocabulary, the grammar, and many things you didn't learn when you are kids, or you are, you say, a young guy, 2 or 3 years old. What do you learn with your mom and with your dad? You learn the phonics. You don't learn grammar.
Right.
You don't learn vocabulary. You learn mom repeating to you in any language, English, German, Russian, Chinese, whatever. You learn the phonics. But at school, they want you to learn the vocabulary and the grammar, which is completely wrong. Completely wrong. You didn't start to learn a language this way. For that, many people say, ah, it's difficult. No, it's not difficult. And for someone who speaks English, it's more easy to learn French than someone who speaks Arabic or speaks German or speaks Russian or speaks Chinese, you know? Because the construct of the English language is from French. And after I find this, I will go faster to learn. And another time, few years after, I have a Black Law Dictionary. And then the Black Law Dictionary, they explain that the law, even in this country, have come from the French law. Because when Guillaume the Conqueror invaded England, he was running England with a French law. And they have done this, and they adopt this as the law of England, and after England come here and bring this. But at the beginning, sure, with the year, many things change and evolve. But at the beginning, the law was French. Anything?
It's all great information. And, you know, I
didn't buy your excuses for you not to speak French.
I know. Well, the interesting thing is my granddaughter was kind of playing around with using some French words. The first time she did it, she answered a question, and I'm like, huh? I think she said, bien. And I said something to her, and she said, bien. And I'm like, what did you just say? And she says, I'm learning French. And I said, oh, I know somebody who talks French. And she was very shy. And you did a really great job when we called you using our Alexa device. So I was able to do that. And she ran away because she thought anytime we use the Alexa device to, like, drop in on something, she thinks the camera is going to come on. So she didn't realize it could make a phone call, too. So she ran away. She was like, oh, no. So she's very shy. But towards the end, she was getting better. It's so crazy.
It was fun.
And, my daughter-in-law was here, too. She learned some stuff, too. So anyway, that's not what we started off talking about. We want to talk about whatever you want to talk about on this radio show.
I want to talk about what I learned or what I hear or what I listen this last week, because you have so many things, so many things happen, but at least just... rapidly. I hear we have one senator who wants to invite Mexico. Have you heard about that? He wants to take the army and invite Mexico. Let's go! He's not enough Senator Graham, which is a Republican, by the way, I think. Senator Graham, say after the 2 person was killed in Mexico, by mistake or not, I don't know. I don't know the whole story. I don't know enough about the story. But what I know is this guy say, okay, let's go to invite Mexico. Okay, my God, if some other country have people, some citizen killed here in the U.S., I'm glad they didn't invite, because I think we'll find the whole world inviting the U.S., because here you find Mexican people, French people, Chinese people, Russian people, Polish people, and people from around the world. Imagine each country, each time someone die like this or kill like this, something like this happened. And he planned to write a law for the government to invite Mexico. Okay, is what I learned. I learned also that Robert Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, want to run for the presidential in 2024. Have you heard about that?
No. So repeat that, because I didn't catch the whole thing. Who's going to run in 2024? Oh, yes, Robert Kennedy. Yes, I heard about that yesterday.
Yes. Want to run for the presidential in 2024. I say,
he would get my vote. He would get my vote, without a doubt. I would donate to his cause without a doubt.
Yeah, his cause is nice. I received the email and all of this. But you know, if he run and he bring a bunch of Democrats behind him who have difficulty to control, I don't think he's good to vote for, because Europe is not alone. Well, if he was alone, okay, fine. But if he's not alone. And
I would,
if he run, he wins the presidential, many other Democrats will be with him, like Chuck Schumer and all of that. And they will. When you look what they have done with Trump, they will do the same thing. The deep state will do the same thing with him. Now, what he will be great is to have a guy like Trump and Bobby Kennedy together. This will change something in this country. Or DeSantis and Kennedy together, one president, one vice president. You see, this will change something, because suddenly you cut off the deep state because it changed something. You take one Republican, one Democrat, and one is president, one is vice president. Hoo-hoo. This is something interesting.
Right.
But even if I like Robert Kennedy, I am afraid I cannot vote here, but just I give my opinion. I'm afraid to see other people around him try to undercut him and do what they want to do on what they have done with Trump and many things with the deep state, you know.
Right. Well, for number one, Robert Kennedy won't ever win being a president, because there's too many. He's never going to be really generating enough money. But just like John McAfee used to run for president knowing that he would never have a chance of winning, it was basically to raise his level of awareness, because if he did get a certain percentage, they have to let him up on the presidential debate stage. And that gives him a platform, and that's where he can talk about whatever he wants to talk about, which would probably mostly be vaccines.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would be a really wonderful thing.
Vaccine election. Pedophilia. Many things he fight against for the children, you know, and
right.
All of this. Yeah, I agree. But like I said, imagine we have DeSantis president and Bobby Kennedy vice president. Huh? What do you think about that?
It'll never happen, but it would be a nice thing.
Never say never, you know. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
I'd vote for Putin for our president, and then maybe somebody else for a VP. But we'll see.
Yeah, Putin, U.S. president.
Putin for president.
Yep.
Yeah, he'd clean house of these old friggin' idiots.
We think that. This is true.
see?
Yeah, there'd be a lot of people that would be flying out of windows in tall buildings. He'd make Hillary Clinton look like an amateur when it comes to killing people. So, anyway. So, what else did you want to talk about?
What else I've learned this week? The former UK Minister of Health in UK, Matt Hancock, finally, you have these people are very stupid. They email each other, and they email something like I paraphrase, because I don't have the exact quote, but they email something like, "Hey, what do we do to push these people to obey and to lock down? Oh, we need to release the new variant." And Matt Hancock, who was the Minister of Health in UK, say, "And when do we release it?" And they have many emails like this. I think it's 100,000 something emails like this when they communicate together about how to fear people for this, to push these people to lock down and to obey.
Right.
Some governments now recognize what they are doing. And in France also, I learned that Macron is giving the high honor to the girl who was Minister of Health to put down hydroxychloroquine. Evil people everywhere. Okay? And you reward these people because they push down a product who have billion of pills have been taken by people with no side effect, but suddenly, because this girl has done this again, this hydroxychloroquine, suddenly she receive a high reward honor. And say you the one who work hard and maintain his family and all of this and do such good things, this guy has no reward. The one who trick other people and kill other people, this one has reward. This is a shame.
Yeah.
But this is what we say in present time, because life is not just the life of this body. Life continues after with another body, and something continues after. And people who do bad things now will continue, maybe attract bad things for them, maybe in this life, maybe in next one.
Yeah, sure I don't, you know, the good thing about the Republicans taking over the House is that now they get a chance to run their own investigations, and watching all of this start to unfold with the help of Elon Musk's Twitter files release has been confirming. So the one thing is, Jean-Luc, I don't think we've learned anything. We've just confirmed all the things that we either knew or suspected. So,
like McAdam said, what was conspiracy theory when we, the free media, say it, is now fact.
Yeah. The question is going to be, I'm not even going to throw we in it because we ain't part of it. Will they let them get away with what they did and understand the ramifications of really what they did? So if you really think it through, because of the funding that wasn't supposed to happen and the lab leak that wasn't supposed to happen, literally speaking, they changed the human race because of the vaccines that they pushed and all this mRNA. And then also all of the damage that they did to so many people that is not possible to be able to calculate the amount. And the idea that we're talking about it as if it's just an event, this has been such a major financial, psychological, ecological, economical, everything kind of an impact. It is so big. And people are just so oblivious to it, Jean-Luc. It's crazy.
I continue to see in California, I continue to see some people wearing masks, and I say, my God, these people are very brainwashed.
Mm-hmm.
We are in 2023, and I see many people, not just one time to time. Each time I go and I go shopping, there's plenty of people with a mask, and I say, my God, how... It's possible these people are brainwashed. My friend, when I pick up my mail, say, yes, some people, it's time these people to stop to realize and stop to be hypnotic. How do you say this word? Hypnotic?
Hypnotized.
Hypnotized. Say, yeah, thank you. French word, but pronounced it differently. Hypnotized. And I say, you know, some people will never be, they'll never go out hypnotized because they are this their whole life. And when I saw, even today yesterday I was going shopping, many people in California continue to wear masks. I say, my God, these people are brainwashing and they cannot think by themselves. They can't just think about what the government say, what the radio say, what the fake news say, and all of this, but they cannot think by themselves.
Well,
I think I wear a mask 1 week, 10 days at the beginning, because I didn't know what it was, and I make my own research, and after I understand, I say, okay. And after, some people refuse me access to shopping, to the shop, all of this, because I was not wearing mask. And I say, okay, no problem. I will give my money somewhere else.
Right.
Because
well,
you have the choice, and your choice is to put your money when you want to put it.
Yep. Well, there's, unfortunately, I'm not really sure if it's going to get any better, or we're kind of like in between rounds. Whatever's good, it's almost like being in the eye of a hurricane. It gets calm before it's going to ramp up again. So I have some real concerns, because here's what I know about crazy, deranged, psychotic people. They are not going to back down. They're going to double down. They're going to triple down. So the idea that, let's say, some people are after them, like through these Senate hearings and these House hearings and stuff like that, the idea that people are after them and they're being revealed, I don't think they're going to, like, stop. I think they're going to double down and increase their level of intensity. So,
yeah, because you remember what we speak 1 or 2 weeks ago about what the WHO is organized now?
Right,
to try
yep.
to take over the direction and the decision of each country about health, and then say, we are the one who give direction and order for what needs to be done about health in any country. Basically, is what they want, and they start with Australia. Don't think they will not come here. We'll come here and everywhere. And now you see many movies talk about the WHO doing this and the WHO doing that and good stuff for people. This is a Hollywood is in a bed with these people, because they organize all of this via the movie to brainwash these people with pictures, because it's the way your mind works, you work with pictures, and to put on your mind that this organization or this one are the good one. Look what do they do on a movie. I say, oh yeah, they will do the same for us. But no, they don't care. Just they want depopulation, and they want to control, and they want power. That's it, what they want.
Right.
Other thing I've learned this last week, Peter, Walmart closed store in Portland and many blue cities because of crime. They cannot say we close in Portland many Walmart because you have too much crime. They cannot say that because they say... It's not politically correct, but they say, no, the store are not, we are losing money on this store, and they're closing. They're also sure they lose money if they have many crime inside the store and people looting and stealing many stuff. But they are closing in Portland many stores and other cities because of crimes.
Right. That's so true.
Another thing I have learned is the Bank of America give a list of FBI of people buying gun using Bank America or check from Bank America to pay for the gun.
Crazy.
And they give the list to the FBI for the FBI going after these people, and the FBI disarm these people, and even if you buy your gun legally.
Mm-hmm.
Which I never really understand, because this can be disputed. You see, we can, because if the Second Amendment gives you the right to bear a gun, you don't need to have another right. Why do you need to go through all this paper and all of this? And see, because the Second Amendment gives you the right, and if you have the right by the Second Amendment, I think is enough. No,
I would think so. One would think so. Well, guess what? Believe it or not, Jean-Luc, we ran out of time. So what a
I want to say
great...
one last thing, Peter. We need to remember that you still have some people in jail from January 6, 2 years ago, and they are not, and the judge refused, basically they have refused the due process and their legal rights. And they're still in jail. Just to remember, hundreds of people are still in jail because of that.
Crazy. Yep.
Yes, crazy.
Yeah, just the idea of the corruptness of the legal system and weaponization of that for their own purposes is just scary. That's why I'm not optimistic that it's going to get easier. But anyway, so we are done with our radio show. Jean-Luc, thanks for being here as usual. And I'm glad you are here. So thanks for a lively conversation. We're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Bonsoir, Jean-Luc.
Bonsoir, Peter.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.